Accession number 18445, Reel 3.
Fredale, Reel 3. You were just telling me, leading up to Alamein, your memories of Alamein, and you were talking about the camouflaging beforehand.
Well, yeah, everything there was done purpose to distract the enemy, even if they was the planes came over. It was fantastic, really. But the night we was moving up, another box was put down by the side of us. We moved out, and they actually, a vehicle came round, opened the box, and blew a complete replica of a tank in like a balloon. Sherman's, 15s, so that if anybody came over, they could see that they were still there. They weren't in the line. But it was, we moved during the night, got into position for the following, well, I think it was during the, I know it was when the bombardment started, it was dark. And when it did, it was terrific. There was a gun every 10, 15 yards, 25 pounders, 45s, long toms. It was a terrific barrage, and it went on for quite a while. And then they went into, we moved from the minefield was being cleared. At the time, and I know we moved in the following day. We moved in, didn't get far. They opened up a minefield, and we went, I think it was about two days of before we actually started to move into the minefield. We got through one of them where we was in the 10th Armour Division at that time now. One of the regiments, I think it was the Yeomanry, if I remember rightly, was caught in the bombing. And of course, we was behind them, so we had to pull back. And one of the other regiments that got through, we went through with them. And you took every step forward. We didn't get straight out, straight through sort of thing. Then they had another, the guns opened up again. And it was about, I think, if I remember rightly, two to three days. I know we moved in to where the infantry were, and we were going to go through. This was supposed to be the last push. I'll never forget, it was the most scary place I've ever had in my life, because we were moving amongst the infantry within their slit trenches, and now we got through in the dark, I'll never know, without hurting anybody, but we did get through. And then all of a sudden, the breakthrough came so quick. The report came through, that there was a lot of vehicles and everything was moving back up the coast road, and then the final attack went in, we was clear.